are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already into the second hour of Global Transmission. It's Monday. I'm getting my sea legs, as they say, and getting into the show here. We're about to go to Julie and others that are patiently holding. If you want to join us on air on the horrible bombings that took place, four bombings, one rocket attack, several U.S. soldiers dead, at least 19 killed. Now they're saying, I've got the latest reports, looks like 60 or 70 injured. No one's really sure. The number of dead could be as high as 22 now. Again, I got a bunch of different reports saying different numbers. We're not sure, but a lot of people dead. The numbers range from 14 to 17 dead in wildfires all over Southern California. We'll get into that. New shopping carts that have computers on them that you have to put your identity in, that shout advertisements at you, that track everything you're doing. They're about to get rid of the checkout staff. As I warned you 6-7 years ago, they would. This ties into the new money that has RFID tracker chips in it. It's all coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go to Julie in Rhode Island. Julie, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you listening to us?
WARL.
What a wonderful affiliate. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they're on the air because I think that their agenda is to empower people to change, and just like your agenda is. And I just wanted to say I went to Ron Paul's website and I found the petition to nominate him for president. And we signed a petition. There's like over 4,000 signatures on there. Are you planning to campaign for Mr. Paul? Or
if Ron Paul runs for president, I will campaign for him and try to raise funds.
Okay, well, I will too, and I just hope that I don't know after.
Well, if he's going to do it, he better do it now, Julie.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got the money, or I don't know what his status is on that. But
about a month ago, I was the speaker before he spoke, and then I interviewed him after his speech outside Austin at McKinney Ruff's. And he would not answer the question. I said, will you run for president? And he would say nothing. Mm. And I've never seen him behave like that. He just said, he wouldn't even say no comment. He would just smile. And John Stettmiller, who was also there speaking, had the same question for him. He would not answer questions. I watched a dozen other people ask him the question, and he would just smile at them. So I don't know what Ron Paul's going to do.
Huh.
But he's already been targeted by the Republican Party. The paper last week or two Sundays ago said that the Republican Party has rewritten his district, has targeted him to not be reelected. So his biggest enemy is the Republicans because he's pro-border, anti-abortion, pro-gun, just like Tom Tancredo, just like Senator Bob Smith. They've now all been targeted, and Bob Smith successfully targeted.
Did you see Jay Rockefeller on Meet the Press on Sunday with Tim Russert?
I read the text of these shows. Uh-huh. I did see a text of his quotes. I did not watch him. I do not watch television.
Yeah, well, I looked up Jay Rockefeller. He's the senator from West Virginia, and I try to get a sense of what he's all about because he was saying, well, yeah, I think that the Bush administration fabricated all of this.
It's all good cop, bad. It's all good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because he's for biometrics and all this kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, and then, you know, Wesley Clark's for National ID Card, and so is the last drug czar, General McCaffrey, and so is Bush. I mean, on key issues of open borders, gun control, police state, more taxes, empowering the size of government, all this draconian legislation, they're all together. They're creating the illusion, Julie, that there's some type of difference. Anything else?
Well, all we have to fear is fear itself. So don't be afraid to fight.
That's it. I agree with you. More news and more calls straight ahead. Infowars.net's the website. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back live. It is Monday, the 27th of October, 2003, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour. Let me launch back into the news for a few minutes, and we'll go to Carson and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on air on any news item, any issue, any comment, any question you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. And why do you think Michael Schiavo, this creepy husband of Terry, the guy who won't let her teeth be brushed for 10 years and won't let her be given treatment for the kidney infection, I wonder why he's going on Larry King Live tonight, maybe to try to reaffirm that she's in a coma when her eyes are wide open. Amazing. But I'm looking at Associated Press and Herald Tribune and Miami Herald articles about this. They're now not calling her a vegetable or saying she's in a coma. They're now saying that she's just brain damaged. So good job to the listeners. And that's where it all started, was on this network, folks. Months and months ago, we gave this story legs. And I'm not bragging, but it does feel good to know that we do have power. We can set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. We can affect change. We can affect the mainstream media when they're telling bald-faced lies. Continuing with some news, and we'll go straight to your calls. This is out of USA Today from this weekend. Smart shopping carts to roam grocery stores of the future. Well, funny, I saw an article 2 years ago that in Northern California and areas of New York, they already have these smart shopping carts at Safeways and Kroger's and others. And, of course, it shows a picture of the shopping cart computer put out by International Business Machines, or IBM. You ever wondered why the Jews and Christians and patriots of Germany had a little barcode number, the same number of digits in a social security number? Do you ever wonder why they had that tattoo on their arm or chest? You ever wonder that? Well, that was their ID number that they entered in. They would put into the IBM machine how much they weighed, how old they were. They would do the pincher test to see how much fat they had. And they'd calculate in their age. They would calculate in their weight. And they would calculate in some other things. And then the IBM machine would tell them whether to kill them or how much food to feed them to keep them at a subsistence level to work them the longest before going ahead and putting a bullet through their brain. Now, that's admitted. Our friends at IBM are some of the biggest contributors, by the way, to the Human Genome Project. They've taken control of that for the government. They own the subsidiaries for 4 implantable microchip companies I know of. They own Applied Digital Solutions, who's kind of their little front group. IBM and the Communist Chinese military, according to their 2000 financial filings, own Applied Digital. I told you this 3 years ago. It's now 2 weeks ago been in the news, the Washington Times, that some of the stockholders of Applied Digital are suing IBM, saying that they have unfairly taken control of the company. They already had control. It's a front, fools. Who else reads, and I'm talking to the stockholders, you should read your own prospectus, your own financial filings. I do. I'm the type of weirdo that spends 4 hours reading that, folks. So that's going on. Interesting that IBM is behind these smart shopping carts. Smart shopping carts to roam grocery stores of the future. You just want to get a piece of fish and the makings of a salad, but your shopping cart keeps talking to you. See, just like Minority Report, folks. Everything in there is what they're planning to do. There's a nice white wine in aisle 6 that would go perfectly with your salmon. It beeps. Your favorite bread of salami is on sale. And by the way, it's been 6 weeks since you bought toilet paper. Oh, yes, you're going to have to swipe your card to activate it, and it checks you out. You see, they're not just going to remove the checkers, which already every grocery store chain out there is pulling out the checkout lanes, putting in self-service. And you see, it starts out, say they got 10 checkout lanes, they'll pull out 3, put in self-serve. Then a couple months later, they pull out 3 more. Now more than half are self-serve. Then suddenly at some stores in Austin, they'll have 8 self-checkouts. And now 2 service ones. See, we're just months away from some of the stores being all self-service. You go into Home Depots. Now it started out with 3 or 4 of the checkout lanes being self-serve. Now it's 8 or 9 of the 15. And I've read the admitted plans. You're only months away from some stores being all self-serve. You're only years away from all the stores being self-serve. No choice. Now you've got to use your card. Now you've got to swipe your card. And in some stores, they're not even going to have checkout lanes. You're going to have your own little debit card computer. And see, your corporations are trying to make you take automatic money transfers to be paid. A lot of federal employees, state employees have to do this. You're starting to get the picture, folks. So, again, there's a nice white wine in aisle 6 that would go perfectly with your salmon. It beeps. Your favorite brand of salami is on sale. By the way, it's been 6 weeks since you bought toilet paper. Nightmare or dream come true, the smart shopping cart is coming soon to a grocery store near you, along with an array of other gizmos designed to make your trip to the supermarket more efficient and profitable and to keep you coming back. Oh, sure. Yeah, we've read the internal documents of the Biometric Consortium, the RFID Consortium with Homeland Security, where they say they're going to, quote, neutralize you and neutralize your opposition. This is about taxation and total control. Every book, every magazine, every newspaper you buy is going to have an RFID on it. And there's going to be a nice little face scanning camera that tells them what you bought and what you did? That's admitted to. This is light years past 1984. Light years past it, folks. Researchers at IBM recently assembled several high-tech machines for a demonstration in the Industry Solutions Lab in Hawthorne. Among them were the smart shopping cart, a computerized produce scale called Veggie Vision, and a fascinating projection tentatively dubbed the Everything Display. And see, as you walk by, these little computer plasma screens are going to say, "Hey, Alex Jones, you like organic milk. We've got it on sale. Hey, Alex Jones, you like ranch-style beans. Hey, Alex Jones, we've got the little beef cutlets you like. Oh, Alex Jones, we've got guns and ammo for you." Some are being tested in stores, while others are in various stages of development. Other companies, including NCR, Fuji, Hewlett-Packard, are also working on similar projects, sometimes in partnerships. "We'll see more change in the next 5 years in the way people shop than in the last 20, said Dan Hopping, a consulting manager at IBM who specializes in store operations and merchandising. Let's talk to, I don't know, who's up next here, did you say? We've got Carson in Colorado. Welcome, Carson.
Well, welcome, Alex. I was never able to get transmitted that picture of the NATO activity, and we're still looking for the young man who had the camera. He's kind of disappeared, but I wish him the best, wish you the best.
Okay, for those that don't know, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
For listeners, very important rule, and I'm not mad at you. You're a great guy, Carson. When you call in about something, you got, because I know you and I know, but half our listeners didn't hear that show that day when NATO took over Colorado Springs, and had basically a martial law drill with all the electronic problems that took place. So for those who don't know, recap what you're talking about.
Sure. I just wanted to reference the activity at the NATO meeting earlier this month, and I had spoken to Alex that I had taken a young reporter up to try to interview some of the military people who had actually blocked the streets in a civilian neighborhood.
Outside the base, and according to the Denver Post, made thousands evacuate their homes. Go ahead.
That's correct. There were no municipal police officers visible. There were a couple of cars in the bushes. But my point was, Alex, number one, we're listening to a tape delay NASCAR today. I'm not griping or grousing, but could you, from time to time, I'm going to move to a different location. I'm under an antenna array right now. Could you, from time to time, I know you've got a very full plate, but could you give us your shortwave numbers, and because it may help other people in this great calling area, the Colorado Information Network.
Sir, we're not on in Colorado. You're hearing NASCAR?
Yes, sir.
How do you normally hear the show?
I only hear it on an AM a carryover.
Now, do you listen to local affiliate? Do you listen on Colorado Radio Network? Or do you listen on the American Freedom Network?
Colorado, out of Longmont. They're good people. I don't want to.
Yeah, but you can listen to us on 1360. We have another affiliate. We've got five affiliates in Colorado.
And 1460. You have a pretty good signal in Denver on a number of locations. But I'm under an antenna array right now working.
I'm giving the right frequency out for the Colorado Radio Network.
That's 15800 is its strongest signal in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, but then there's the American Freedom Network. I believe that's 1360.
That's Johnstown, and that signal reaches down as far as almost the panhandle of Texas, for your information, down below Lyman. Anyhow, sir, I wanted to again reemphasize the fact that we're really pulling for you. We know you're fighting for us. I had an experience.
Let me stop you and I'll hold you over. How often do you hear NASCAR over my show?
Well, they interrupted. I usually turn in at 10 o'clock because you're live on that particular network. And they said, well, about an hour later, they said, you're not going to hear Alex today because we're doing a taped NASCAR race.
Well, that's just wonderful. Well, that's a lot more important than the end of civilization.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. My sentiments exactly, but I'm not going to slam them. You know, I want to, you know, talk to the station manager a little bit later today when things calm down. However, may I make my point, sir?
Yeah, make it after the break. I'm sorry. This stuff is so important, and The sports just drives me up the wall. Stay there. We'll come back to you, Carson, and we will take more calls as well. So stay with us, and the website's Infowars.net, folks. Fully updated today. Stay with us.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, I haven't counted up how many AM and FM affiliates we've got, but it's dozens and 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 dozens. And that's just my show. I mean, Derry Brownfield's got over 100. But we did just call the Colorado Radio Network, four stations we get a huge response from. And the NASCAR was rained out yesterday, so we're not on there today. You know, sports is God, and when people start supporting reality-based radio, you won't hear stuff like that. drives me up a wall. But I don't want to spend all day on it. When stuff like that happens, we get a bunch of calls. The board's been, Mark's been getting tons of calls on this, and that's just one sector of the U.S. And yes, that's why Carson's right. You can always listen at Infowars.com, which is up, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, GCNLive.com. You can also listen on Global Shortwave at 12.172, 9320 during the day, and at night, 9 to midnight, at 5.085 and 6890. And you never know when your station's going to get sold, when it's going to switch formats. That just happens. I mean, as many stations that we've been on that have been sold or changed formats, you know, if they were all still there, we'd be on 300 stations right now. But, and we'd save this country, by the way, and people like Terry Schiavo wouldn't be getting killed out there. But side issue, let's go back to the calls. Carson in Colorado, go ahead.
Well, you're so right, Alex, and bless you and your ministry both. You know, the neocon, one of the godfathers of the neocon movement, which you're so articulate in expressing, was a man named Armin Hammer. He had a favorite saying. He was the best friend that the Soviet Union ever had, an oil man and a large landowner in the Rocky Mountain region. And he had a saying, said, no friends, no enemies, just customers.
And, by the way, he funded Albert Gore Sr., Al Gore Jr., and funded the founding of the neocons that now control the White House. The National Post of Canada has reported, quote, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House. Ron Paul wrote about it, gave a speech, admitted communist, and I don't even call them that, command and controllers, but the communist Fourth International, the leftovers of that, now runs the White House. And you tell the average conservative listener that, they can't even compute it, Carson.
You're so right, Alex. Listen, the point that I'd like to make is I ordinarily don't get around to television very often. About 2 weeks ago, I was up taking care of my stepfather's property, and a crawl came across one of the cable networks, and I'm sorry that I'm not more astute, I'm a little at loss when it comes to television, but the crawl was this. It appeared one time, it was about 11:30 at night, and I never saw it again because I sat bolt upright. The crawl was 500 British troops and municipal police raid in London, nets two guns and 20 people.
And now, what were you watching when this happened?
This was a crawl. It was either CNN or I don't believe it was Fox because their cable system doesn't bring the Fox news network.
So what are those scrolling bars at the bottom?
Yes, sir. I was trying to watch three or four.
By the way, did you know that is classically subliminal? Because you're watching the talking head, but your body, your mind is reading what's on the screen, and so you'll see the most radical, bizarre craziness scrolling along the bottom of those networks, and that's what they're doing. They're conditioning you subconsciously. You're reading that.
Yeah, Alex, a confirmation of that. I got a call immediately from a colleague of ours who was at the University of Edinburgh, the School for International Terrorism, the studies of. And I expressed that to him that very morning. It was about 2 a.m. Rocky Mountain time, and it was his daylight over there in Scotland. He said there has been nothing in their news regarding that particular story.
Actually, Paul Watson, our writer, is aware of that. They're having army raids, and they call some of them drills, but real people are being arrested. They'll just show up. It's martial law training, desensitization.
It was titled, the crawl was titled, a British anti-gun raid, and then there were three info bars preceding that, and it caused me to be riveted because of the numbers of troops participating and the small number of handguns, or they didn't say it was handguns or long guns. But
well,
it,
in England now, if you defend your wife from a rapist in your home and stab the rapist, you will be arrested. The rapist will not be charged.
It's coming here if we let it. Now, to end on a positive note, and I'll let you get to your other fine callers and let you further elucidate us. On a positive note, we need more restorationist websites. We need to get some positive scenarios so that we can take back our nation. And it can happen. We can do this.
We can. Thanks for the call, Carson. We'll come back with Bill, Phil, and others. 99%+ of the people in government not taking the smallpox shot, that's restoration. The 400 cities, multiple states throwing out the Patriot Act. That's a huge victory. We're having these victories, but Peter Jennings isn't going to tell you about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doing the best job we can to alert you, to warn you, to expose the giant prison grid, the dehumanization system that's being built for you and your family and our country and our sovereignty and our heritage. That's what we do here each and every day. We expose not the rhetoric, but the actions of the Republicans and the Democrats in concert as puppets for this world government, for this criminal elite, to bring us into this modern tyranny. We can stop it, we can fight it, when we're able to reach out to the people and warn them. And the globalists do everything they can to restrict your access to the truth, because they're criminals, and they don't want you to know the truth. Before we go to Bill and Phil and others holding, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I'm also going to get into post office wants to ID the mail going into another biometric system. Also, we'll get into a federal law to block a California law that out in California tries to not allow private corporations with the government to swap your personal private data. Wack and Hut denies its employees are CIA agents plotting to overthrow Venezuela's President Chavez. Blair will ignore public opposition to genetically modified technology. Russian billionaire seized in Dawn raid. Disclosure of September 11th secrets. Bush has been ordered to do so. Big Brother at your tailpipe. Agency calls for smog sensors that scan your cars remotely. Defense Department drafts RFID policy trying to bolster the ailing technology that people are boycotting. Administration faces 9/11 subpoena from panel. More on 9/11. We'll also get into senators' conditions unacceptable for sick reservists at Fort Stewart. They're not even giving wounded troops medical treatment in Iraq. That's what they think of them. Now the liberals are screaming bloody murder that illegal aliens are being arrested at Walmart and other areas. Also, it's not just the U.S. taking down the Ten Commandments and crosses. They're now making them take down crosses in Italy. They've got a serious agenda, folks. And a lot more coming up here on the show. It is 35 minutes after the hour. And before I go back to these calls and into the news, might as well put out one plug here. Haven't really plugged the videos yet. For those that have gotten 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State to the Takeover, you know these are powerful films. For those that have read my book, Descent into Tyranny, you really should get Paul Watson's new book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. They're perfect Christmas presents, perfect birthday gifts, perfect for your neighbor. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, that covers U.S. government-sponsored terror, Israeli-sponsored terror, British-sponsored terror, admitted mainstream where our government and other governments blow stuff up to blame it on their enemies. The Nazis did it. The communists did it. We give historical examples of it going back hundreds of years. It's an amazing new book, 1995, over 300 pages, full of photos, graphics, diagrams, great bibliography. Get a second copy for only $11.95. Okay, to give as a gift, when you get one copy, get the second copy for $8 off, roughly. Also, the new film is out, my 10th video, The Matrix of Evil. It is about 2 hours and 10 minutes long. It is $25.95. When you order three or more of any of my 10 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special, $24 discount on the 4-tape special. So again, I have written a book, published a book. We carry some other great books by very intelligent researchers, Fritz Springmeier, Tex Mars, you name it. We carry some other videos done by other folks. We carry Herrick Hufschmidt's great book about 9/11 with all the structural analysis and questions that must be answered and are answered. But Matrix of Evil is Ron Paul talking about the New World Order, world government, the government engineering a depression, the neocons being Trotskyites, excerpts of three speeches I've given, three of my better speeches, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, Cynthia McKinney, news clips, documents. It's a different type of film, though, because it's a bunch of speeches woven together for powerful effect. And the few people that have seen it, it's now being mass-produced, the few folks that have seen it have really been impressed with it. So, Matrix of Evil, my newest film, order now. We're shipping them out this week. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number. The operators are there to take your call, to answer your questions, and take your order. 1-888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.net or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Click on the banner, click on the shopping cart to order the films, to peruse and shop. And secondarily, your purchase also supports this broadcast. But the new film is out, The Matrix of Evil, the new book is out, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. You need to get them, folks. They're waking people up big time. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, right here in Austin, Texas, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Lamar is spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait, take action. Okay, let's go to Bill in Ohio, then Phil and others. Bill, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm fired up. I don't know. How am I doing?
Oh, you're doing fine. Listen, I heard you. There's a couple of things. One, I heard you mention something about the USA Today earlier. I think it was in regards to the RFID chips. You said there was an article?
Well, it's the headline, Smart Shopping Carts to Roam Grocery Stores of Future.
And was that today's date, today's issue?
No, it'd be the weekend issue. They have a USA Today doesn't publish on Saturday or Sunday. This would be Friday.
Okay, okay. So I wanted to know. I wanted to get a copy of that.
Are you online?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, go to the library. It'll cost you, I don't know, 10 cents to print it.
They don't charge anything to print off.
Well, that's your library. One by my house is like 5 cents a sheet, but it's a two-story,
right?
Two pieces of paper story. But my point is, it's on Prison Planet and InfoWars right now.
Okay. And there was something else, too, that I wanted to ask you about. Now, you've brought up this topic of the RFID chips several times. I think it's about time you try to get somebody with a bit of a technical background on the show.
Had about 25 people on.
And okay, well, I was going to say, try to see if you can, if anyone can come up with some sort of a device or some way to let people know how to disable these things if they start becoming real common in products.
They already are real common.
Well, how would you go about disabling them?
That's
what I'd like to know. Without
industry is going to sell a system. And they weren't going to do this until we protested, where if you request it, they'll disable it. But, again, it's just, quote, disabled, which I don't buy. And it's so small, sir, that they found it in the foam of the heel of shoes. They find it embedded in leather. It's in all the new money.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, half the time you wouldn't be able to, if you had to physically hit it or something, I don't know how you could damage it without
I would imagine
the
a microwave. I'd imagine a microwave won't be too good for him.
No, but it wouldn't be. But if it was in the heel of a shoe, it wouldn't be too good for the finish on the leather either. That's the whole thing. You need something like a very short range. You know, just a couple of feet in any direction.
Well, that's a good point. But here's
an EMP, something like an electromagnetic pulse.
Here's the bigger question. Okay. What type of government and industry do we have who they admit have met in collusion with Governor Ridge? These documents are public, where the government says the people don't like it, they're on to us. It says this. They know it's Big Brother. They know it's for taxation and control. But so what if 78% hate it? We'll just make them accept it. Now, they actually say that, sir.
Oh, I understand that.
So look at the climate we're in where they're doing this.
Well, that's, you know, eventually they'll start the last reel of Frankenstein rolling if they push things far enough and hard enough. But
oh, you're talking about where the villagers all come running up the hill with pitchforks and torches.
But before that, or hopefully in hopes of forestalling it maybe, I think if people are able to start disabling these things and just ignoring them, I think that would be a big help.
I agree, Bill. Anything else?
No. Uh-uh. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. That is a very important point. Speaking of the last scene in Frankenstein, where I guess Bram Stoker wrote that, where everybody comes... No, Bram Stoker, a woman wrote it, didn't she? All right, I'm showing my literary ignorance. My brain isn't working. But the point is, at the end of the Frankenstein movie or the book, hundreds of villagers are sick of it, and they come running up the drive to Castle Frankenstein with their torches and their pitchforks, kind of like the French Revolution or something. And there was almost a scene of that. It was bizarre about a month ago where here in Austin we got the Patriot Act thrown out. And I'm in this audience room with 100 speakers signed up to speak, a couple hundred other people all sitting in there, jam-packed, standing room only, you know, all the chairs filled, 100 chairs filled, hundreds of people at the back of the room, and I kind of paraphrased Alexander Solzhenitsyn's quote of, oh, later how we burned in the concentration camps, in the gulags, wishing that every night when the secret police went out to make arrest, sometimes a third of the entire population in a city like Stalingrad or Leningrad, oh, how we wish later that we would have just met them downstairs with daggers and picks and axes and pokers and hatchets and killed them. Now, I just read an Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote about standing up to tyranny before it's too late. And women, men, hippies, old people, young people, conservatives, black people literally went, yeah! It was like a growl and a clap. And like eyes bugging out at the city council. Because later I watched the wide shot of video of myself giving that speech. And, I mean, the crowd literally, I mean, government, you're in a lot of trouble, and you know that, don't you? And you know you've got a lot of really bad things planned for us, but you know that there are 350 million guns in this country, and with any steak knife, I can get all the guns I want, even if you ban them. And so that's really holding you back, isn't it? And you can't even get your own troops, your own people to take the smallpox shot. You can't get your own police to carry out a lot of these warrantless searches anymore. You're in a lot of trouble. Your agenda's stalling out. We're affecting change. You couldn't even kill Terri Schiavo, could you? Because we exposed the fact that she was not in a coma, that she was fully awake and alive and had fire in her eyes and is conscious and sentient, as they say. So you're in a lot of trouble. Our alternative media is growing by leaps and bounds. That's why I think they're going to use the smallpox scenario. That's what they prepared for. They released that, clamped down on everything, bring in troops, bring in foreign troops. They've said they will take over all the media and try to stampede us into accepting all this. And that's not going to work either. And that's why you haven't done it yet, though you were planning to do that a couple months ago for my analysis. You have been held back. You have been driven off. You are on the run, so you can beat your chest and growl all you want and roar at us, but we're waking up to what you're doing. So go ahead and jump. Go ahead and start it. Go ahead and keep throwing the punches, okay? Because we're a lot bigger and a lot more powerful than you are. People just haven't figured that out yet. So go ahead, bully. Go ahead and punch me in the nose and see what happens. Because I've looked at the numbers, I've looked at the facts, and the yuppies and the furniture and the sports fans don't count. There are tens of millions of us in every county and every city, and we're not going along, and we buy less and less of your propaganda every day. So you're in deep trouble, and I'm putting you on notice. You better back off your plans. You better slow it down. But, you know we're going to continue to undermine you, don't you? So you're in a catch-22. You planned to accelerate this already, didn't you? But some of us are willing to fight. Some of us are willing to put our lives on the line. Some of us stand for something. And every one of us is worth 10 of your jellyfish. You're cowards. So you want to get it on? Let's get it on! You want some? I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not afraid, folks. We've got to have a spirit of overcoming, a spirit of victory. Because these people are sick. When you know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and have IMF and World Bank plans to sterilize half the women in the world, official stuff with Henry Kissinger's signature on it, and you know DynCorp and the UN have been caught kidnapping hundreds of thousands of children from one country alone, that's public, folks. I got Cynthia McKinney in the new video talking about it. You're not, no, I'm not going to stand here and go along with you. You people are sick. And all your useless idiot followers, all your, I should say, useful idiots, need to wake up and join us. You need to be man enough, woman enough to break your conditioning and to join us because you know deep in your gut listening right now this is true. You know it's something's wrong with the world. You know you got a bad feeling in the pit of your stomach. You know the hair is standing up on the back of your neck. That's God telling you in your soul this is the truth. Let's talk to Phil in Alabama. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes.
You tell him. Website's up and running and just refreshed it. And, you know, this culture of death that they're creating, you know, running man Nazi Germany Twilight Zone syndrome, you know, the people just have to stand up and say, no, we're just not going to take it, and you're just going to have to get educated. And I just want to thank you for, can't wait to get the Matrix of Evil.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you this, Phil. I hope everybody goes down to their local stone cutter and dealer. I don't care if it costs $1,000, $2,000. You tell them, if you got the money, I want a Ten Commandments cut, and I'm putting it right in my front yard.
Absolutely. I mean, if they could put Greek goddesses in front of the federal courthouse, you know.
Well, my point is they want to pull them out of their courts. That just shows how illegitimate these courts are.
Exactly. They have no authority and no jurisdiction to do what they're doing. The only reason they're doing it is they believe they've got the people believe that they do.
So the answer is, when they tell you, when they try to shut shows like this off the radio, you just become a leader, get your own access show, put up your own website, buy your own two-hour Saturday night, Sunday night radio show locally. You go on the air. You be a leader. You wake up 10,000 people.
And I was thinking, you know, it for a few dollars, you can go on the internet and just broadcast a whole month of your shows end to end. Just
yeah, we need more people doing that, more people duplicating. And here's another thing. Again, folks, there's a line from a movie that they play here on the network sometimes. You know, if they shut me up, who takes my place? You see, 20 years ago, they'd kill you for talking like this because there's only a few hundred people doing it. A few hundred. And over time, they'd kill us, and more people would step up. Now there's at least 50 million of us. At least 50 million of us. They don't do that anymore because, you know, they'll do a few to make examples to try to scare us. It always blows up in their face. Humanity has kicked in. Again, if 10 thugs were beating an old lady to death out in the street, I would run out and go swinging and attack them savagely, and I would be given almost unlimited power by God to defeat those bullies. That's how a woman can pick a car up off her baby. Listen, one of the first Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't keep a coming up against a man who's in the right. The exact quote is, somebody in the wrong can't stand against somebody who's in the right that keeps on a coming. The point is, we got so much power, I feel like the Incredible Hulk. I'm ready to rock. We'll be back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Blazing saddle.
Folks, I don't try to rant and rave like that. Just sometimes it comes up out of me. And to try to boil it down into a nutshell, and I appreciate Phil's kind words from Alabama. God bless you, sir. To boil it down into a nutshell, I know the globalists are evil. I mean, they are the most sinister, disgusting, evil-loving sickos I've ever imagine. I mean, the depths of their wickedness shock me, enrage me. It just makes me so angry. But I fought, and I fought smart. And I've seen victories that we've had. And I know the power is with the people. And when we move, when the bottom of the pyramidal system moves, the top has absolutely no power. That's why they try to propagandize so much. That's why they push their lies so much. So I'm begging you to be leaders. And I'm begging folks out there who are servants of this evil system to be like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus when he was hit by a thunderbolt, a download of information. And when he arose, he was Paul, and he became a great leader for Christ and someone who stood up against evil. And that's what it's all about, folks. And so my life is meaningless in comparison to the big picture of standing up against this evil. But, you know, that's God's promise. You reap what you sow. That's history. That's the law of God's nature, as the Declaration of Independence says. That the secret is when you stand up and you're bold, it's like Larry Pratt talked about confrontational politics. When you're in their face, they back off. We've been convinced that you can't fight City Hall, you know, that taxes are like death, inevitable, that we've got to submit to all this. And that is not the case. That is not the reality. That's a fraud. You've got power. And I just beg you to be leaders. And I'm begging the police officers. I'm begging the NSA people and CIA folks and FBI. You know, get out of your little identity of you know, you're doing a good job and you're part of a good government and, you know, you've got to follow orders and, you know, oh, we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Everything we talk about is documented. We've got an incredible track record of accuracy. Okay? And just check out what we're saying. And just like former Treasury agent who checked out what a radio talk show in Southern California was saying about the IRS being a private collection agency. Joe Banister went for 2 years, researched it, found out it was all true, and has now joined us in the fight in exposing the IMF and World Bank Federal Reserve taxation system that's destroying America. There's a lot of people, a lot of the great leaders we're going to have in this fight are going to come from your ranks, and you have a mark on you. You don't have a choice. You're going to be used by God. You're going to stand up for humanity against evil. And you know who you are out there. I'm calling you out. Stand beside me, not behind me. Be my brother. Be my sister in this holy crusade against tyranny. Join me. Join me. Join us. We'll come back in the third hour and take calls. 1-800-259-9231. On any issue you want to discuss, I'm going to go a little bit quicker to the calls in this hour. I'm going to try to settle down a bit. 1-800-259-9231. I only had one small cup of coffee today. Normally I'm calmer, but I have a couple cups. I don't know what's going on here. But we'll come back, get the post office wants to ID the mail. Smart stamps, next in war on terror. Ah, yes. And again, in the Soviet Union, all your mail got read. Well, now they're going to be tracking your mail here and controlling what you do. You see, every indicator of tyranny, every overt sign of despotism, every piece of machinery and mechanism of tyrants is now being rolled out against us. No, we're not going to put up with it while our borders are wide open, and while every time we track down a terror event, it's got CIA, MI5, MI6, FSB, GRU, KGB, Mossad, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda fingerprints, all run by the New World Order and that pack of sick trash that's going straight to Hades.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...